Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So let's start this segment by asking a couple of questions. How much do we trust banks in Singapore? And why do you think banks here have trust from us?
This is a really good question. I would say very much in answer on trust, you know. And I think that isn't just about the banks. It's about the ecosystem in which the banks are regulated as well. So I have a lot of faith in that. But according to the Inaugural Banking Trust Index for Singapore, or BTIS, conducted by Edelman Data and Intelligence, commissioned by the Association of Banks in Singapore, how many more acronyms can I throw at you? 63% of respondents had high trust. Trust in the banks. I'm not surprised, actually.
Yeah, I like the word that you brought up right at the start, the ecosystem. You know, it's beyond just the banks. Well, 7% of the respondents here have low trust in banks here, while the remaining 30% of the respondents were moderate in their views.
Yeah, so the question is, what areas can banks here improve on to further customers' interests? I mean, can you get that figure to 100%? I wonder.
Interesting. Well, let's ask Ong Ang Ai Boon, the director of the Association of Banks in Singapore. Ai Boon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Very good, madam. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And this is an interesting topic. 7% actually don't trust banks. Gosh, we'll get to that a little bit later on. But first, perhaps maybe you could give us an overview of the Association of Banks in Singapore.
We are a society. We are set up. We represent the interests of the 160 banks members in Singapore. And we have been representing the interest, and we are the body that, you know, that represent the interests of the banks. It's why we work with MAS closely to promote all the financial code conducts, the guidelines to build Singapore into the international or global financial center.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to talk to you this morning. And I have to say, I'm already so surprised by this interview. You said 160
banks. 160
banks.
150, wow. Yes. 150. Including investment banks, yes. Commercial and investment banks.
Okay, that's making more sense to me now.
Yes,
all right. Because I was thinking we always talk about the usual suspects when we're discussing banks here in Singapore from the consumer side, right?
But
recently, you guys really announced the results of this inaugural banking trust index for Singapore, conducted by Edelman Data and Intelligence. It's inaugural. It's the first one. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, this initiative was, we wanted to drill down into the detail and measurement of the public trust towards banks in Singapore, because it was an initiative that was recommended by the ABS Culture and Conduct Steering Group. It comprised 14 banks in Singapore, including the 3 local banks, the 4 locally incorporated foreign banks, and the other major consumer and private banks. And this steering group was set up 2 years ago, shortly after the G30 report. And that's where our Mr. Taman is the chairman of this group, and highlighted the industry-wide dialogue and sharing of best practices were important for a stronger and healthier banking industry. And so this we did not have a basic index for which we can measure the trust of banks for us at this point in time. We didn't have any benchmark to inform us of our trust spending with our members or with our customers as well. So we wanted a baseline index to enable us to subsequently measure the progress of the banking industry's efforts to strengthen public trust. And this trust component is important to the banking industry and cannot be compromised.
That's very well put.
Yes. Yeah.
I am curious, though, Ms. Ai Boon, if you don't mind helping me out. With regard to demographics, do you see any significant difference, like maybe the younger ones more digitally inclined? There's a difference in, I don't know, trust factor or issues that they bring up?
Well, the younger ones appears to be more digitally savvy and more, what should I say, like fish in water with technology and digital.
comfortable
rather
with
than
it, yeah.
The older, very comfortable, rather than the older segment, of the population. But with COVID, I must say, having said that, with COVID, even now, the older generation have gotten used to even e-payments and digital banking. That has helped a lot.
So with that, I'm very curious about the numbers, right? 63% say they have high trust in banks. What kind of trust are we actually looking at here in terms of the results?
Well, the trust in the banking sector is actually due to the support the industry has of a very robust, stable, reliable government in Singapore. And especially with MAS, there's a trusted regulator of the banking and financial sector. So there's always this consistent belief in our customers, in the MAS fairness, honesty, integrity, and they have regulations that have teeth. And on top of that, the banks in the survey, the banks are perceived to have strong management, ethical leadership, and accountable financial stewardship, providing a wide range of financial products using reliable, innovative technologies. And the trust is also in that the banks are handling customers' data with integrity. And with that, that has given us that, the surveys indicate that given us that trust, you see.
What about the 7% that don't really trust banks? I mean, what is their problem? Are these the biscuit tin people?
Yeah, there are some. They are the ones who will not have had the experience that they wanted, and they feel that the banks, you know, could be more forthcoming in acknowledging mistakes, take accountability for the conduct of their employees, and okay. adopt measures to ensure the mistakes don't occur again. You know?
Okay, fair enough.
Hide it under the mattress. Yeah. Look, I wanted to ask, what is it that prevents a survey like this from coming out at, you know, let's take account for the 7%, and let's say, what stops a survey like this being 93% of people with trust in their banks? Okay, what can be done by a bank to increase a customer's trust in its entity?
Okay, as I said earlier, trust is very important, and public trust in the banking sector is a very important asset component of banking. And so we have set up this committee, this ABS Culture and Conduct Steering Committee, and they have implemented various initiatives. But having said that, we have, apart from the initiative, this survey, our customers told us that banks could, besides on focusing on bottom line, banks should also look to prioritize customers' needs as well as those of the community and the broader society. So that's what they want of banks. In the meantime, the banks are implementing various initiatives following MAS's issue of guidelines on individual accountability and conduct that were guidelines that were issued last year. And these guidelines basically hold senior managers and banks responsible to reinforce proper conduct. Okay, and later this year, we'll be publishing an industry guide for banks to set up their own culture and conduct dashboard. So each bank can monitor the status within their own organization. And some more, the ABS will do is organize industry workshops. We will identify gray areas that are not explicitly covered by regulations or guidelines. And for senior bankers to share their experiences and provide guidance to the staff to manage such grey situations with good judgment and right response, not prescribed in the rules. So this is what we are, among the other things that we are looking at.
Yeah, I mean, it's great stuff, and it's really exciting for what's coming this year. Ms. Aiboon, I do want to ask, as director of the ABS here in Singapore, I'm sure that you talk to a lot of people in the industry. I'm really curious, what do they say about their experiences in banking here in Singapore relative to their experiences outside Singapore? Because obviously the ecosystem here is robust.
Yes. Well, Singapore has built itself into a global financial center. We have a variety, we have innovative products, and the banks and the services that we provide has been of very good standing, and we have been able to service our customers with a lot of integrity, and we are fair, honest. We are open, and basically the trust is that fact that it's well regulated, and it's a very predictable, and therefore, you know, and more important is that certainty in the political climate in Singapore. So that has provided us a lot of public trust. Yes, it has cascaded down to our industry as well, you know.
Yeah. Final question. I mean, what's next for the banking sector? You know, being in Singapore, we're going to find a way to keep pushing to get 100% trust. What happens then?
We will continue. You know, Singapore, we have this unique feature in Singapore that is a very strong symbiotic relationship between the public-private sectors and which we will very fondly refer to as the PPP, the Public-Private Sector Partnership, and will continue to develop and work with MAS closely to continue to, you know, implement guidelines, regulations, and develop Singapore with sound long-term objectives and pro-growth policies and regulations, which will be beneficial not only to customers, but also, as we said, we want to look into sustainability, we want to look into other areas, which is not only, as they say, bottom line focus, but community and societal issues.
Yeah, it's a very different world we live in these days. I've been speaking with Ong An Ai Boon, who is director of the Association of Banks in Singapore. Ms. Ai Boon, really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank
Take care
you
and
so
stay
much,
safe.
Elliot. Thank you, Manisha. Thank you, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.